Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She's the first lady of Atlanta baseball. Still, maybe? I don't know. She might not. She might be upset. Also, the queen of tofu, Miss Allie Mack. We sprinkle in some Dylon here and there. You know, it's very vanilla, but what do you expect from a Drake fan? And then the captain, or the co-captain of the show, the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson, and apparently the giver of nicknames these days. This is the morning shift.
Hey, man.
Hello.
Hello, Allie.
How are we doing?
Good morning.
How is everybody doing? Dylon, looks like you're doing well.
Yeah, it looks like he had a vanilla frosty or something.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
I actually had a, I bought a like 8-pack of drumsticks from Kroger the other day. I finished my last one yesterday. So good. I love a good drumstick.
Yeah, man. Is that you didn't get it at a fast food place, so you're all right with that?
Yeah. So you know, I don't always go for the fast food dessert. Sometimes fair I go enough. For. Sometimes I buy in bulk.
Man, am I back up tomorrow on Top 5 Tuesday? I think
you
I am.
Are. All you right. are.
Now it's time. I don't know. I don't have any ideas yet, but something will come to me. Something will hit.
You'll
for
get
sure,
some
man.
Inspo from somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I have a riddle for you guys.
Uh oh.
Riddle me this, Batman.
I'm going to let Dylan take the first crack at this one. How many members of the morning shift does it take to pick out a headset for NASCAR?
3.
Well, you're wrong.
There's serious conversations going on in there, okay?
Also, that was off the air. That wasn't for public. So I don't really appreciate you going to air with that.
You know what's funny is... To bring you guys in, Allie's making fun of us. We were picking out headsets because I have headsets for NASCAR races with scanners and walkie-talkies and the whole bit. Be able to talk to one another, chop it up back and forth. And Bo, we were talking yesterday after the NASCAR race, like, you know, I want to be able to talk on the walkie-talkie, whatever, you know, for this weekend at the Echo Chamber. And I was like, look, man, we need to have this conversation. This needs to be over the phone or in person because mm-hmm. this is a very in-depth conversation. There's a lot of moving parts.
That's not quite how it went. I said, hey, we need to talk about what we need. What are we cooking? And probably over-served to my right goes,
that's not true.
We got to figure out walkie-talkies first.
No, I was not over-served yesterday. That was Saturday.
Before this conversation goes any further, Bo, you said in the open, which I agree with, you said that Mike Johnson is the giver of nicknames.
Well, he thinks he is.
Yeah. Well, can I give you and Mike a nickname real quick?
Oh, God.
After this just quick bit I've heard about what y'all are doing for your NASCAR headsets,
sure.
I'm deeming you two the hashtag NASCAR nerds.
Yeah. NASCAR nerds. I love it. Alliteration.
I'll take it. Coming, that's fine.
Coming from DJ Vanilla over there, I mean, it's all good. We're kind of like mixing groups,
mm-hmm.
Because we'll have Allie and Stone Cold Grant McCauley for at least Friday, right?
I believe so. The Phillies are in town, so Grant's debatable. I'm definitely going to be there, though.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I've got three buddies coming, one of which will only be there for Friday, but the other two are going to be there Friday and Saturday. And then we have guys that I'm all familiar with, but Mike's crew, you know, what would you call it? The South Alabama game.
They're just meatheads. They're just meatheads.
Yeah.
That was our barbecue competition name, the meatheads.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's not like I've got Brainiacs, but of course I am bringing two accountants, you know. So I mean,
there you go. We're NASCAR nerds.
But you know, let me tell you something. Other than me, and my buddy Brent's not a big dude either. But other than me, we've got like I don't think there'll be a person. Me and Brent will be the only people under 6 foot, not counting Allie.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, because Gardner's like 6'4", and the other two, all the other three guys are all over 6, not counting Mike. So, yeah, we look like offensive line rolling up.
Yeah.
Well, and I did make fun, but I think it is nice that you're putting so much thought and care into planning out NASCAR.
Take care of everybody,
you know
what I mean?
Exactly.
You want everybody to have a good weekend, and obviously especially if you bring rookies and they're not familiar with the situation of walkie-talkies and scanners and headsets and all the other stuff, then yeah. You don't want an echo chamber in your ear, if you will. Yeah, so
like
there you go.
I like it. Well, coming up today at 6:20, we are going to talk about the NBA Finals, all that went into last night's game. But, Mike, your Sunday conspiracy theory for the Braves is back.
I'm telling you,
Braves
bad.
Fell to the Marlins yesterday 5-3, lost Friday, won Saturday. Only took one of three for the series. But I don't think that was the biggest loss over the weekend. Chris Sale officially on the IL with a fractured rib cage. The record stands at 35-41 for this season.
You want to hear how I got to for a second, how idiotic it is sometimes on social media. What was everyone complaining about Thursday morning was that Snit took out Chris Sale with one out left. I can't believe he would do that and all this stuff. And then the exact same people were like, never should have been out there for that
exactly.
ninth inning. Why'd you send him out there? He had a 5-0 lead, and I have to, Mike. I have to because this is the issue.
No.
And it's like literally everyone was happy and joyous, and then as soon as that news comes out, yep, told you, season's lost. I mean, literally, I was listening to John Freak. I was cutting my grass, and right as the news came out, and it literally went from, hey, look, we know we lost last night, but you go take their other two from the market. It's like, see, now we can't even sell Chris Sale. Now we see, I mean, he might not. And it was apparently a fractured rib or a cracked rib. I was trying to combine the words, is going to put him out for the rest of the season, which it's not. I'm not sure, but in all honesty, I really don't know how long a cracked rib will keep
him
out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've had a rib fractured before, and it's very painful, and then it's just not all of a sudden, you know?
My initial inkling was like 6 weeks, and I have no idea what the actual timetable is. I'm sure we can kind of look things up, but it's a massive loss either way. I automatically thought about Allie's fair foul question on Friday about Chris Sale. I was like, hey, nothing can derail this guy.
Exactly.
he's off and running. There's no way. It's an onslaught.
Just real quick, according to the Googles, this is NHS.UK, 2 to 6 weeks.
Okay, because I was
from the UK. I don't know if I trust their medical expertise.
But I will say Sean Murphy suffered that fractured rib in spring training, and he was on the 10-day injured list.
Yeah.
For a moment. That might have been extended.
It was because he ended up missing the first, at least, I think he came in the middle of April, and that happened. So it was about a month.
Okay.
So then, but the next question is then, if it's a 6 week window, does that, like, what does that do? Because you can't throw, I'm assuming, with a cracked rib. So now all of a sudden you're backed up, and at the end of the 6 weeks, once you heal, now you're working back into form to where, you know, it takes 3 weeks to be able to pitch. So I don't know. Cracked ribs are always one of those things. Obliques are the same way, which obviously, same area of the body, which you never know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
You never do because you can't ever utilize, like, if you have an oblique and you're a hitter, you might as well be on the shelf for 2 months. Like, you can't take swings with a, you know, pulled or torn oblique or whatever it may be. The same thing with a cracked rib. You never know what you're going to get. So I'm sure that he takes as much time off as needed. I don't know how bad the actual fracture or crack was. And then, you know, obviously ramps back up. But either way, it sucks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I was wrong. He broke his rib on March 3rd. That's when he hurt his rib.
Okay.
His debut was April 8th.
Okay.
So he missed, I think that started with the 30th this year,
mm-hmm.
or the 31st one. So he missed the first solid week, a little bit more. Yeah. So it's at least a month.
And what stinks about this is they had crafted a way to get him to play the Mets, to start against the Mets. And now that whole plan out the window.
And to Mike's point, when he comes back, you got to ramp him up. Mm-hmm. We saw how long. Now it's a little bit different because Strider's situation, I think, is a little bit different. But still, you know, you got to ramp him back up. And I don't know. It's just disappointing because he had really hit a stride. But at least if you do make a stretch run, he might be fresh.
Do y'all think he has to make at least a rehab start or two, maybe?
I think it's smart.
Yeah.
I think he will.
It also depends on where you're at.
Now, granted, you know, Strider didn't make the rehab start after the hamstring injury.
Yeah, and that was a mistake.
Yeah, that's probably not a good way to go about it. But, I mean, I don't blame them for rushing either one of those guys back, given they're not shoulder or arm injuries, right? And so you're not really worried about that aspect of it. But it's frustrating, to say the least.
Look, and I know we're not overly talking about the – and we can get into it next segment, the actual series. But to be half full – Strider is now back and seemingly at a very dominant form. In his last two outings, he's pitched 12 innings. I think he's got like 21 strikeouts in those with only two walks, maybe. And Didier Fuentes? Is it Fuentes?
Yeah. Fuentes, yeah.
I wasn't like, oh, he's Paul Skeens.
This stuff's incredible.
Junior. However, I wasn't like, man, this guy sucks. Send him back. I think that and so that's a good, that's a positive, because I have no issue keeping him up. Not to mention Hurston Waltrip, you don't know where he's at. You know, I know that he's in the minors right now and he hasn't made a ton of starts. I think he dealt with an injury at some point. But in other words, I'm not overly worried either. And Alex Anthopoulos went on Dukes and Bell, and I know Allie, you got to hear some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved what Alex said at the beginning of the interview about the ridiculous reactions of Freddie Gonzalez, but being the third base coach. But Alex said, I'm not a seller. I'm just not, which is what we've been saying all along on this show, if you've listened, which the ridiculous about them selling. But the fact of the matter is he might be willing to go trade. He always makes trades with that are guys that are basically you're going to get rid of anyways. Basically, their time in the minors is going to be out. They're going to have to, what is it, roll five or whatever it is, them. And boom, he makes something out of nothing with those guys. So, that said, he might be some moves on the horizon at the deadline.
Well, we certainly have a lot to unpack with the Braves throughout the entire show today. They start a four-game series with the Mets tonight. And coming up, we'll cover the 2025 NBA champs, MVP, and an unfortunate injury that went down in the first quarter of Game 7. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.